So, and one may ask, perhaps, when did this happen? And what we can actually say when we look between different people today is that it's an ongoing process, because we find a lot of these genes that have these mutations in some people and not in others. So we have had these mutations and they're about spreading through the population of humans today. It's of course tempting to say or think that this has to do with that smell has become less important to us as humans, maybe in terms of how we select things we eat, that we don't rely on our smell as much as, say, apes do, or mate selection, or other types of social interactions. One consequence of this is probably that we do differ in our ability to smell, and we actually know that that is the case when we test people for their ability to smell. And the background for that is probably these different amounts of these pseudogenes that we have.